Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We give you praise, and we bless your holy name. We honor the one who sits upon the throne forever and ever, the one whose dominion is incontestable. You reign supreme. You stand out in your own class. We give you praise, and we honor you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Come on, say that amen louder and clear. The Lord bless you. Please be seated. God bless you, streams of life. Please be seated. Amen. Now, turn to someone to your right and left and say, good morning. Welcome to church. Welcome to Thanksgiving service. Amen. I want to teach you something very, very important this morning. Turn your Bibles, book of Psalms 100. Psalms 100. We'll start the reading from verse 1, but we're going to verse 2. Amen. If you're there, say amen. Now, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before his presence with what? With singing. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Meaning that you can serve him with all gladness. True? Yeah. There is always the temptation to remove gladness from service. You know the truth? Many Christians are not happy. That is the truth. Oh, you tell Christians, why are you not happy? They said, the Bible said, blessed are they that mourn. For they shall be comforted. Many believers are not happy, and that is the simple truth. What does it mean to be glad? It means serve the Lord with rejoicing. Now, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you deeply rejoiced? Not the who shout. That one sounds like it. You understand what I'm saying? That you sat down, you thought about God, and from the depth of your heart, you were so glad. Many of you can't remember the last time you laughed genuinely. Laughter. Are you following what I'm saying? This one that it touched your heart. Maybe until somebody takes you to eat shawarma. I say, I remember I saw I don't know why. My wife, when she goes online, she sees videos of amazing eateries in Abuja. She forwards to me on Instagram, on WhatsApp. I have links. So I saw one too. So I forwarded. I say, when are we going there? I say, just see it and give God praise. Amen and amen. Now, why are many believers sad? The answer is in verse 3. He said, know ye that the Lord is God. You see, that statement looks simple, but it's not simple. Let me give you an instance. John the Baptist had the vision ahead. He introduced Jesus. He said, behold the Messiah, the one who comes to take away the sin of the world. People clapped and said, yeah. Jesus said, of all born of women, none is as great as he. John the Baptist, powerful. More than Moses, more than Elijah, more than Elijah. But when affliction came, Herodias took him, they were going to cut off his head. He called his people. He said, go and ask him. Is he the Messiah? Should we expect someone else? Is he the one? Have you had revelation about God before? That something happened, you say, is he true? Is he truly the provider? Because testimonies are sweet. When you are about to meet a deadline and God shows up, what if he doesn't? Because if showing up is what proves to you that he is God, then you have no revelation. True or not true? At all. Let me share something with you. I remember we're on campus. We have a deadline to pay a particular money. Very serious. No money was coming from anywhere. I couldn't even call home. Pastoring the campus fellowship. I was going to preach. Myself and my friends still discussed the money. As I was going to mount the altar, God said, tell them, I have paid. I said, God, if there's somebody who is being led here to sow, when I say this one, he's finished. Say, tell them I've paid. I went there, announced to them, by the grace of God, I want to announce to you, your pastor is now cleared, all money paid, everything. My friend, I will finish speaking. After the meeting, she said, Femi, you use your big mouth. I said, but I heard God. So I should tell them I've paid. Can God give you instruction that looks like a lie? And after saying it, he now did not show up. But you said you have. Don't go and lie and say it was God. I trust you. You know what happened that weekend? A man who has been with my family millions of naira came inside and looked at my dad and said, I just feel like giving you this money. So don't think all your gra-gra could have made me paid. Pay the money. Take. Don't disturb me again. When God says it, he confirms it. Hear what I'm saying. The moment God speaks about an aspect of your life, the opposite will happen first. It is very likely that the day God said, I've settled you, the person you were looking at that looks like was showing signs, just say, you are my younger sister. Just so you know, I have no intention. The person was showing signs, was chatting you every morning, asking you, how was your night? You do that with younger sister. In the evening, he will ask you, what are you planning to eat today? How was work? The day God spoke, that I've settled you. You know why? God will not want you to have anything as a proof that he's God. He wants you to know by his word. All right? So let me tell you how to lose in life. Let me teach you in case you want to lose. Anything you pick in your heart and use as a proof of God's love, you will lose it. Say, Dele, God giving you to me has shown me that God loves me. Dele is not Jesus. Anything bigger than Jesus, a proof of God's love, is not yours. Do you understand what I'm saying? I remember. Don't let me share this story. I have too many stories in that area. Before you start wondering, what life did you even live? Is it, the issue is I keep a record. Is that okay? I keep a record. Somebody start praying and say, God, if you can give me this sister, now I will know that you take my life serious. The sister is the proof. The sister. Somebody who is also trying to get direction in life. Now say, okay, God now say, okay, I have what you want. And that becomes the company of the blind. There is nothing God is about to give you to prove that he loves you. He has given you. So, know you that he is God. It is very, very, if I call you this morning and I say, Pastor Toby, I want to sow a seed to your life, a seed of 1,000,000 naira. God can lead me to sow a seed. Say, no, sit down. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Before you start praying now, sit down. I will not be giving that kind of example because we're having pastors' meeting yesterday. They told me that a boy greeted me. So I said, I love the way you greet me. I said, send your account. I said, me? To God, I can't remember. I said, tell the boy to chat me up again. I've not replied the chat. Why is it me send you money? I remember. All right, so I don't have ATM again. I don't. But hear me. It is very easy to know that he is God when all is well. It's very, very easy. When your harvest is bringing forth in 100-fold. I remember I was in Ghana 10 years ago. God spoke to me. Return back to Nigeria. A major revival had broken out. If we're going to start a church on that, in the first service, we have over 3,000 people. Radio stations were looking for me. Go back to Nigeria and raise me and have me. Yes, Lord. I will. Came back a year later, started a Bible study group. Oh. Let me share this with you. I said this during school of ministry. I don't like to share stories in this direction, personally. But the Lord spoke to me. He said there are two kinds of men. Some will be used to showcase his speed, what he can do in a man's life. Some will be used to showcase process, what it takes men through. One will inspire a generation. The other will preserve a generation. A generation can be inspired and not preserved. I know there are many people you wish you were like. But part of the ingredient that comes, part of the process, is I bet character. Are you following what I'm saying? One of my friends was talking to one of my spiritual sons. They've been close from their childhood days. He said to him, he said, your pastor, we've been friends since part one on campus. Said the difference between your pastor and many others is that he never left ministry. I remember. You see, you cannot pass through process by your own energy. As well, go and get the teaching I taught this morning by a minister. Your life will come to a point where all you have built will be exhausted. You will get there. What I'm telling you is that you cannot prepare enough for what God is bringing. It is not by might, not by power. It is by spirit. You can't be fully prepared. People greet me and say, thank you so much for staying through. I did not stay through. I did not. Thank you for never giving up. I gave up. I'm telling you, I did. I have a certificate that can be dusted, and I did. One time I left Ife. I said, these people will not see me again. I went to apply an organization. I was returning back. God said to me, "Say, you know, I didn't send you. People talk about the past too. I did not. I'm telling you now. I will hold my window on Monday morning. How can you put me on regimentation for 2 years? Reading the Bible, praying and fasting. I can make money. I know how to. I'm not a dullard. I told God several times, lose me and let me go. Now. So I'm going to use you. I said, I don't want. I said, lose me. Are you following what I'm saying? The devil will tell me, you see all the people you say are raising, they will leave you behind. You are a loser. You're not going anywhere in life. You are a failure. You have failed and you fail again. Look at your mates. Look at where they are walking. And all the people I prayed for will come back and share testimonies. I was serving. We met. I met him in Redeem. He was attending the church while I was serving in Akure. One day we sat down, we're talking. This one was saying, I applied in KPMG by the grace of God. God has. I applied one place. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't think in my life I've ever applied anywhere and I was rejected. Never. And I got the job. Once you are done, okay, come and resume. One time we were praying in the family house. The president said he perceives in his heart that today we should ask God to check our journey. I said, I don't want to pray that prayer. I don't want to pray that prayer. Because I know. And true to it, as I knelt down, God said, drop the job. Go back to Ile-Ife. I said, You said it. I went back to Ife. I had to go back to Scotty. How do I prove you called me if you can't even give me accommodation? How much was house rent? 50,000. 50,000. Total package. You know, in Abuja, the packages can be more than the rent. We came to Abuja. I was trying to get a place. Someone was asking, what is your budget? I said, give me anywhere around 6 million. I heard myself again. What did I just say? 6 million. How many years ago I couldn't pay 50,000? 50,000. Even pastors. I said, go and check what you heard again. I'm not sure God called you. My father said, the God that did not call you on campus, we finished spending all the money. Now that we should sit down, you say God called you. Consider yourself not to be a son. And I was so happy. I was so happy. 1 year, we did not talk. It was 1 year of no distraction. I called him this year. I said, I'm going to put you on salary for life. Expect it from me. 6-digit. Now, I'm not saying money is the reward of following God. I'm telling you, even if I have to come here in rags, still will I not deny him. Because it is very easy when you can read Deuteronomy chapter number 8. When what you have planted has brought forth, your bands have increased, everything is going well, young and getting it. They say, yes, God has blessed us. But what if he doesn't? Or what if it has not started happening yet? What is the confirmation that God is God? Is it material things? Are you following what I'm saying? Well, somebody can be here. This, who doesn't have offering? Do you still know that he's God? I can show you from my diary. Should I even not mention the year? I went on 3 days fasting because of shoe. Shoe. Now, how will you send a man on an assignment? You can't give him shoe. 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 My ordination. They say all the ordinance should kneel down. Ah. Don't let me kneel down. Don't let me kneel down. I was the last. Everybody felt this person is. I know why. When I knelt down, I heard that silent noise in church. My shoe, my leg was actually touching the ground. So when I'm walking, his shoe on the surface, his leg under. I said, this shame is too much. What year? I shared the story. Went with one of my spiritual sons to Koza. Koza. I was on my own. He said, let's go for Koza Bible. I said, let's go there. He didn't tell me where we're going. I wore my shoe, 1.5. It's clothes. You wash it with your hand. You can put it in washing machine. It will wash. I wore my shoe, wore the shirt I had, went there. The devil tapped me and called my attention. Look at the legs of your mate. I look at their legs, Brooks, Oxford. Look at your own leg. Ah, I hear me. I folded my legs under the chair. The devil said, you are a failure. You're a failure. They called first timer. I did not go anywhere. First what? I told her my son, I said, let's leave this place. Once we are done, say, let's go. I'm angry. We are going back to Ikeja now. Let's go and buy a shoe. Let's go. He said, yes, sir. So he took me to a store. Picked the shoe. Say, how much is this? The guy said, is it 38,000? I provoked. What do you mean? Are you trying to insult us? Just the last time I bought, it was 1.5. He's 38,000. So what are they doing in this Lagos? Why are they trying to mock us? How much did I have? I said, let's go to buy shoe. 6,000. At least I know I will collect change. The boy tapped me and said, ah, please, sir. I said, what happened? He said, ah, that shoe actually is expensive. I said, yeah. Sir, he said, see, this one that you are wearing, how much? He said, 45. Ah! The world has moved on behind me. What is giving you joy? Is it the clothes? The human hair? Is it human hair now? I don't understand yet what that thing does. Well, I think they share something about it that makes women happy. See, this woman, Brazil, is that the same thing? Help me now. Eh? What do you call it? Bone. Straight. Other bound. It's good. It's good. If God has blessed you to have it, don't use house rents to buy it. It's not good for what is on your head to be heavier than your house. True? Ah, No pressure. Maybe if I was a woman, I would be babbing low cut. I don't like stress. But don't go and bab low cut. Sammy said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's my strength. Until we learn to combine serving God with gladness, we will not see the result. Let me give you an instance. Look up, everybody. How many of you are aware that there are things in this hall you can't see? At least, not with your eyes. Huh? Are you aware that there are signals? Now let's get to that now. Wavelength that you can't see with your naked eyes. So as I'm talking now, different channels are flowing through the same atmosphere. but you can't see them. True? If I bring a television here to connect to DSTV, it is not the TV or the decoder, what do you call it now, that will bring the DSTV. It only taps on what is already here. True? There are radio signals passing through this place, but can you hear it? It is with joy we draw from the well of salvation. Joy is what brings you to tap into the signal of heaven. There are things God is saying you won't hear if you are not joyful. You won't hear. You enter into the pit of sadness, you will hear the devil well. He will speak. He will convince you against your future. There is nothing in my life that is a greater proof of God's love than Christ. Nothing. When the Bible said rejoice, it means be full of joy. It is the lifestyle of a man that is in the spirit. Let the joy of the Lord flood your heart. Are you following what I'm saying? Joy is one of the very important signs that you are full of the spirit. It's not this shambala. You can be like, and you are depressed. And you are just trying to hide it. One of the major signs of a spiritual man is joy. And we trivialize it. We trivialize it. I was thinking about making a video. I was touching the reason why, an unpopular opinion, no? Many people prophesy wrongly about Nigeria. One of the reasons is because they are hot. That's the truth. They are hot. Their emotions are connected. I won't say a few things. Let me show you a scripture in the book of Joel, chapter number 1. Joel, chapter number 1. We start the reading from verse 8. He said, lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourns. For the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Begin to mention dryness, scarcity everywhere. Verse 11, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. Why is it perished? Verse 12. He said, the vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Huh? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Once joy goes out, every other thing will follow. Go and check. Watch out for individuals. They may not have enough, but they are happy. They are joyful. We eat what we have and drink what we can afford. Watch out. You will see what is called the graciousness of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Go and check. Have you ever entered into the house of a couple and you wonder, there's an atmosphere here and they don't have all the money in the world, but there's something here. It's the glory of God. It recites where there is joy. It recites. And meanwhile, abundance does not make you joyful. It doesn't. If you have not learned to be joyful now, there is nothing you can have that will change your state. Because the more you have, the more you feel you don't have enough. God bless you now. You buy a Land Cruiser Prado. Thank you. Somebody using a dangerous BMW or a Mercedes. And say, that's a man. I will pursue that. I can't remember what year. I went to buy a TV. Just wanted to buy a new TV for the house. I go to the showroom. I bought the one I budgeted to buy. As I was leaving, one of my boys said, Papa, come and see this one. I went there. I looked at the TV. Curve. Screen touch. I said, how much is that? 2 point something million. Let's go home. Because God can answer you now. And immediately you are seeing what he has not done. Immediately. You forgot that where you are now was once a prayer point. That you did not even think you could reach. There was a time you will never, if they told you, you will be where you are now, you won't believe. What happened to that person? He got ungrateful. That is the truth. That is the truth. I know what it means to finish a meeting and there is no T-fare to go back. No transport. Yeah. God said, go. Go. I'm sharing the story with you jokingly. Was it on Tuesday? When out of hunger, I fainted. Not joko. The one people were shouting, come and get water, go and get hunger. You will not be hungry. I told my wife, we got married. About a week. Also, it's up to a week. We're supposed to be in honeymoon. I was looking for my wife in the house. I didn't see her. Because now she doesn't, before you can, I look for my wife under the bed. Check. She can be somewhere eating, somewhere praying. So I check everywhere. Where do you, new wife? I didn't see her. So I entered the kitchen, called, I didn't see her. Something said, open the store. I opened the store. I met my wife, crying. And she was sobbing. new wife. What is happening? He said, you, me. It's not convenient for me. It's not convenient for me. What have I done? Say, I plan coming to this marriage. I'm going to experiment different kind of food. See everything we have. But you won't eat it. You won't eat it. That's why you are crying. First, I was happy. That you mean somebody can be crying because I did not eat. The boys in the house before. Apostle, you can't finish this. But this one is crying. I felt loved. My wife would make rice. I can't remember all those things. Salad. Plantain. Gizzard. This one. For me, I look at the plate, I get confused. I eat rice, stew, and meat. Why don't you eat the rest? Is it that you don't like it? It is suffering. I have to unlearn the days of suffering. It was what? So I said, rice, stew, meat. Finish. Don't stress yourself. God has given you an economical man. You cook anything you want to cook for, but me, rice, stew, it. I'm done. But it was suffering that took me there. That is the truth. So now when I look back, where did God bring me from? Where did God bring me from? Where did God bring you from? Do you still have memories of it? You know, there are certain things you must keep as memorial. If not, you will misbehave. No, you must. And you should get what I taught this morning. Don't despise your old friends. So. They keep showing you where God took you from. I have some shoes I can never give out. I will show my children. This was what I was wearing when God began to speak about you. If you think now you can misbehave, I will wipe it on your head. The same covenant will speak for you. I'm not joking what I just said. I will wipe it. So the God who found me will find you now. Now, a big person. You don't have to flash anybody to it. You don't have to send, please call me. Many of you don't even remember it exists again. You know how many times they give you in a day? At first, 5. Then it went to 3. I don't know what it is now. Or you won't know 2. I was telling my wife, the last time I bought a recharge card, more than 4 years ago. I don't even remember buying it. Recently I said, what? They changed these codes for all these things. Because God has not given me reasons to buy. In the midst of all those things, though, serving with what? With what? With what? With what? You have one shirt. Serving with what? 2 trousers. Serving with what? The belt that when you wear it, you have to fold the shirt you tuck in so it can cover the skin. Serving with what? That when you are leaving church, you don't even know what to go and eat at home. Serve him with what? I told my friend, who was spoken is in America. So you guys in Nigeria, well, you guys, I don't know, you guys. I said the truth is, let's just be honest. Move the petrol price to 1,000 per liter. With all humility, not all Nigerians are feeling it. That is the truth. God has been good, sir. Yes. And let me tell you something. Don't be quick to despise the days of little beginning. Don't be. Okay? I have a moment with you in Abuja here. I finish from here. God said your next location is Bronu. Where do I start from? I will start from the parlor. I don't have anything. There's no human being on earth. I'm proving any point. No human. But you come to that parlor and you know God is there. Remember, I stayed in a house. Nobody could stay in the house. Nobody. You, when you want to stay in a house and you pay $15,000 and it covers for 2 years. 2 years. One lady had the guts to move in. She ran after 2 weeks. Ran away. People will be wondering, who is that pastor I stayed? How is he coping? If you see the house from outside, dangerous. But when I enter my room, the glory of God there. The whole window is panned. They nailed there. No roof is bag of rice. They lose and he knows the place. And nail there. Students will come and meet me from different universities. That is where we will pray. That is where we will study. But you can move from those kind of structure and now you are in a duplex. And meanwhile, you were happier in those days than now. Because now you know too much. You have many things you can compare yourself with. Many people you see on social media. If social media depresses you, get out of it. I was not on it for 5 years. Log everything out. People ask me, how did you raise your men? I left social media. I was not posting. Our ministry never uploaded. Maybe until 2019. Never once. I did not even remember it existed again. Just raising men and doing my stuff. When you were smaller, you were more grateful. You were. But now you have changed. Now what you do is complain. God, thank you. But you know this, this, and that. Lift your hands and say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. You didn't say it well, though.
Thank you, Jesus.
You didn't say it well enough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, let me show you the secret. Many people think the secret of answered prayer is, yeah, one time, one of my boys came to the house. You know, when you come to greet somebody you respect, there is a tendency you want to impress. He wanted to make me feel. He got up around 1 a.m. and close to my ears. Yeah, ga. I said, if you do another one, I will deal with you. I said, if you do another one, I will deal with you, sir. All right? Prayer is not environmental disturbance. You are talking to God, the one who hears in the secret. I say, pray quietly. That's how we do it. Many people think it's by. No. One of the core ingredients of answered prayer is gratitude, though. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. As I begin to round up, Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19, says, can we read this together after the count of three? 1, 2, 3, go. Out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving. That's one of the most important prayers you can pray. To say it from the depth of your heart. Oh God, thank you. Let me give an unpopular opinion. Are you aware you have not thanked God for your new president? You haven't. I know you have not. So can we say thank you, Lord, for our president?
Thank you, Lord, for our president.
Ah. Okay, you say it like this. Thank you, Lord, for my president. See. Some of you are saying, no. God did not put him there, so. Until the government says otherwise, he is your president. Ah. Let's say it again loud and clear. No. You see. If I said, thank you, Lord, for my wife, you will say it better. True? Say it loud and clear. Thank you, Lord, for my president.
Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh. Any name you like, you call him, is your business. I won't say I was happy too. Is that okay? I won't say much because I don't trust social media. Before you go and read caption on Insta blog, an Abuja pastor said. Okay. I said something that betting is killing people and destroying lives. Oh, they carried it everywhere. Apostle Femi Lazarus said, don't read comments on social media. It's dangerous. Even your president said that I don't go on social media. They abuse me. They was having high blood pressure. Don't read comment. Who were typing what they wanted to type? All the Yahoo boy pastors. All the this. Just last week, a university student committed suicide. A part two student. Because he used his school fees for gambling. Committed suicide. There are homes that are broken because of what? Gambling. Somebody's wife is in labor. The man has the money. He said this 50,000 can become 5 million. Is that not the devil? Are you aware at the base of gambling the spirit of ingratitude? You are not grateful for what you have. Say it can become 5 million. And the structure that will take it is there. Sure this. I don't know how they do it. Odd one or two. You watch match innocently. You are happy for who is losing or winning. There are those that as one person score, they want to die. House is on the line. You are not addicted to alcohol. You are not smoking weed. You are not gambling. You don't know what God has done for you. After your work, you go back home. We are not trying to go and call you from clubs. You have your own phone in the Holy Ghost. And you don't know what God has done for you. You are seated in church. No matter what your issue is, oh, you are seated to hear God's word. You are reachable. You don't know what God has done for you. I have done several research work on cancer. Several. And I can tell you, if you know the number of people who are either prone to or living with, you will say, thank you, Lord, for health. I only speak faith. I don't want to go into all those things. You can sit down. When you want to stand up, we are not having to jack you with two or three people. Your legs are carrying you. When you now see all those things, you say, I'm not happy. Because spag is now expensive. What are you talking about? Ingratitude functions by the law of focus. It narrows your gaze to the tiny issues and takes it away from the big things God has done. Has God been good to you? That should not be a motivator for you to praise Him. One of the reasons why you are not happy is because you thought you got to where you are by your strength. You thought you got there by your strength. I studied. I went to school. I passed. I came to Abuja. I got a good job. God blessed me. But there are some of us around town that we know God brought us here. Only God could have. I sit down in the office. He will come and meet me. Say, when did you go to Ibadan? Can you teach us the secret of church growth? I should tell you secret as though I know. I don't know. No, I say, Apostle, that's a lie, you know. Look at us now. The secret is you are grateful everywhere God has placed you, as though that is the best. He gives you a shoe. You are thankful for it as that is the best. When we came here to this city, I told my people, I said, hear me, I am ready to commence church anywhere. Put an umbrella outside. I will preach under it. I will. And they will post it online. Apostle Femi Lazarus 9 Abuja under umbrella. I will. With gratitude. With all gladness. With joy. Full of glory. I don't know whether you will come, but I know I will be there. There are certain things you have overlooked, but God has been good. I want you to, in a minute, all right, sit down, close your eyes and reflect. And now as you praise him, let it come from your heart. From your heart. From your heart. There was a time I never thought I would be where I am. I want you to be very, very grateful. Oh, I thank you. I just want to honor you, Lord. Just want to give you praise. There's none like you. You have been good to me. 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 You have. You have been good to me. Oh, thank you, Lord. TPL's Nakali, I want to take that song from you. What an honor to be ordained and anointed. Oh, come on. Bring the mics. Thank you, Jesus. You have been good to me. Let us lead this one. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
What an honor to be ordained and anointed, to be a man and yourself, dancing the rhythm of your heart.
Oh, yes. The last time you went flat before him. Can you do it again? Are you still that same child God found that can still go on your faces? I say thank you. Hope the way he found you is still intact. Just go ahead and honor him.
Dance in the rhythm of your heart.
someone here, you got disappointed in someone because you have a need and you know the person has it but failed to give it. The Lord said to ask you, seemeth it a good thing for you to be hungry? Am your exceeding great reward? The Lord said, I am your exceeding great reward. For I will make help to come from quarters you are not even looking at, to show you that I am the Lord. Thank you, Father. Go ahead from the depth of your heart and thank you. Thank you. Just be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Let me be myself. Let me have only. I can see your hands. I can see your hands. Oh, I give you praise. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. We give you praise as a church. For when we are in your plan, oh, we honor you. We honor you. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Get up on your feet, everyone. This is the secret. I remember during COVID, Pastor Podjo, who said Pastor Adeboye, that's Daddy Joe, asked him, you pray for long, what do you pray about? What do you pray about? He said, for most of the time, I'm just thanking God. Because many of us believe, 6 hours of prayer in tongues. There are protocols. Huh? There are. I tell people, we don't struggle. I'm not joking. We don't. If we do, I will tell you. Sometimes things are to, God just shows up. This month, Spirit of Light Church London commences. Now, wait. I was just thinking about it. I remember just a while back, a boy joined our church for the first time. He called the resident pastor. He said, I just want to give you guys an advice. This is not the way to run church. You guys can't get anywhere with this one. And he was saying what he saw. Now, how can the church be running no keyboard, no drum set, student environment? So you will not attract any student. The last time I called a meeting in that same place, over 3,000 people gathered. The same place where they say you can't grow. The one before that one, which has been a while that I've even gone there, they told me I can't enter the hall. Say we have a problem. I said, well, okay, you can't enter. Everywhere is jammed. So that is the same way. They will say you can't enter the stadium. But say everywhere is jammed. Say stadium the same way. Watch. You can't cry your way to your future. You can't. Be grateful for where you are. You want to overcome comparison? The secret is gratitude. I'm grateful always. Giving God praise. I have zero worries. Zero worries. Zero. Lift your hands again and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Make sure you are the one saying it, not just repeating what I said. Amen. Now, let me share this funny story with you. I remember I was asking my wife. I said, where was the first time you saw me? Because I know the first time I saw her. So you were ministering in one meeting. I was in the crowd. That meeting was over many thousand people. More than 30,000 people. Or 20. And much. As at then. I did not even know. How can I even know? But I remember coming for that meeting with heaviness of heart. That God, how far? What is my home? Sometimes what you are looking for, God is cooking it. But the way you be the one to sit and eat it is to be grateful. While you wait in gratitude, and you will not miss it. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Eshete doju adura tiwa. Eshete doju adura tiwa. Eshete doju adura tiwa. Eshete doju adura tiwa. Etinika mama jawe. Eilenika mama. Eshita doju adura. Thank you. We are grateful. We are. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. I mean, after teaching you all I've taught, look at the way you are clapping. Listen. All right, let me just give you a counsel. Pastor Dami mentioned this while she was about to take the testimony. I just said this is very prophetic. Hear what I'm saying? There are certain things you must not throw away. They must remain as memorials. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. There are certain things that must remain a significant pointer to different junctions God met you. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't throw them away. They don't, because of the haste to get out of your current level, just trash memorials. Because by the time the devil shows up, you can say, this was where I was when God brought me to where I am now. I called one of my friends and said, we need to buy a house. The family house we were staying when we were serving, said, we need to buy this house. We had many encounters here. There are certain things you lock up as signals, pointers. Friends, primary school friends. I have friends till today. And when they come to my house, first thing first is wrestling. Married with children. I will carry in presence of his son. You'll be begging, the wife will say, talk. Have mercy. Because that's how we have always been. No matter how the height God takes you, you need friends that can call you by your name. I was in Lagos when I went for the meetings just a while back. I was in one of their houses. We sat down. The wife came to serve us food. We sat down together. We were eating from the same plate. I said, thank God for the gift of friends and brothers. Thank God for the gift of friends. You guys need to go and get what I taught this one. So you can know how to preserve these things. Don't be quick to trash away, to trash the past. They are very good pointer of the future. Are you following what I'm saying? Primary school friend, leave them the way they are thinking upside down. Don't say you have grown. When they talk upside down. You know, I know those things. You call them, they are talking to you like where you were. Not knowing where you are. You need it for your heart. You need it. There are people I call now, they talk upside down. No problem. Anyways, it's once in a while. I'm going to call you. You talk upside down the way you like. But you need it. That was how you too were upside down. Now that you have sense, don't think you were always having sense. You were also upside down. Go and hear yourself some 5 years ago. And you'll be shocked of what you were saying. Sometimes Facebook will bring up a post. And we say, I wrote this. I'm not going to feel like that before. Or bring out your whole picture. You know, say, Jesus has gone far in your life. Oh. I said he has gone. Many of you don't believe that you did not always have sense. I did not always have sense. I know myself. At least I know myself. Maybe you were born with sense. No, I grew. Even Jesus grew into sense. True? He grew now. But God has been faithful. Yes. 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 My daughter come to the front dancing during worship session. I can't share my story when I was like her. One of my aunties looked at me the last time we saw in the village. She bursted into tears. She said, if anyone had told us you will survive, we would not have agreed. I remember 2001. 2000. Taking back to Ibadan. Very sick. Was poisoned. Hospitals, nothing they can do. My stomach became very big. Took me to a prophet. I was in the car. The prophet looked at me. He was telling my dad in my presence, God will give you the grace to take care of the rest. That this one is gone. In my presence. But I got up the following week. He said with his own word, he said a lion is hanging this one in the jaw. It's the lion of the tribe of Judah. What you survived, many did not survive, sir. Many did not. And you must be grateful. Don't be coerced before you thank God. Is that okay? Lift your hands again and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lastly, as I leave, unpopular opinion. Not many people are blessed with spiritual environment where the word of God can come fresh. And you can know what next God is saying. Are you aware it's a blessing? It is. I read the testimony of that person with tears. Was on death row. I later went to find out every other person involved were sentenced to death. Sentenced to death by hanging. It was all over the media. It was trending on Twitter. But God could bring somebody out and say, you are not dying now. Now I receive calls from different places. Say, please pray for me. I am sick. I'm having this. I remember several years of praying for the sick. Nothing will happen. What changed? I'm not being aware when you saw the story of that guy with leukemia. There's a governor who is currently down for the same thing. Money can buy health. How do we thank God? You know, now we are so used to healings. Every morning, what has God done again? Oh, something new. I went back to check my archives. This year alone, 6 cancers gone with medical proof. 6. With test results. 6. Hold on. As far as the world is concerned today, quote me anywhere, medically now, not for a man who has the life of Christ, cancer is almost a death sentence. But God can heal 6. 6. It deserves praises. It deserves it. It does. And we return all praise and glory to you, dear Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now I want to put your hands together to the King of Kings and honor you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We honor you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.